not create a church for us to come to church and sit there and one guy stands here and talk and talk and talk and talk, you know. It says in 1 Corinthians 12, there are diversities of gifts, but there are differences of ministry. I have a different ministry. Pastor Ed has a different ministry. Pastor Tom has a different ministry. You know? Tua has a different ministry. But there are many activities. But the same Lord. Amen. Amen. And so when we come together in a place like this, let our gifts be used. Let us say, God, you know, I'm the donkey that you can use me. Use me. Ride on me. So that that natural thing which I do now become a spiritual thing. Amen. That natural thing I do now gets crowned with the anointing of the Lord, with the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And when you are ushered right out there in front and you allow the Lord to just write on you as you stand out there, everybody shakes your hand and they say, wow, something happened. What's that in you? Wow. Isn't that to be amazing, usher out there, when somebody shakes your hand out there, they feel the presence of God hitting their spirit. They want to come in here. They want to be excited. I want to see if the usher is so great, you know. Wow, the rest of the meeting is going to be more exciting. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, don't despise your gifts. Don't underrate your gift. If you are faithful to what God called you to do, and you do it with wholeheartedness as unto the Lord, you will not complain. Amen. I cleaned toilets for 3 years in church, you know. For 3 years, I cleaned toilets, I cleaned where everybody goes home, you know, I cleaned the chairs, I cleaned the carpet, you know, I stacked things back. I did those things that nobody watching, only God watched. You know, of course, there are days when I'll get mad. Wow, you know, these guys, they really throw rubbish here. They abuse the place. And you get angry because you have to do extra work. God is saying, are you doing this for me or for them? Me or for them? Me or for them? And when I passed that test, God allowed my voice to be heard by others because I was faithful to do that little thing that nobody wanted to do. Because they say, oh, you know, I want to be a preacher. I don't want to clean toilets. I don't want to hang around, do this, do that. I'm more important than this. Let's just be the donkey. Whatever God wants us to be, never mind. Because we get to be written in the book of life. Amen. Hallelujah. God says he has need for the donkeys. He has need for the donkeys. What's that sound? Okay. Hallelujah. So this morning, I challenge you to greatness. Don't leave your life around the little dream, the little purpose you thought was good enough for you. God's got things bigger than what you're thinking about. I never thought of the day that I was dealing with a nation. I never thought of the day that I would be doing that.